Most people have a favorite kind of literature. Maybe it's mysteries or classics. Some people plow through biographies or stick only to nonfiction. Author Karen Russell has a hard time defining the literature she loves. That's because her favorite writer, Kelly Link, falls into none of these categories. Karen Russell has this recommendation as part of our series, You Must Read This.
Pity the poor librarians who have to slap a sticker on Kelly Link's genre-bending, mind-blowing masterpiece of the imagination, Stranger Things Happen. Are these stories horror or fantasy? Science fictional romances? Travelogues to non-existent countries, a nightmarish North America, or a very weird New Zealand? Some read like detective manuals for solving crimes in the afterlife. Others could be topographical maps of the unconscious. At least one has a naked ghost. This is a book that would probably cause the old wooden card catalog to catch fire. Link's uncanny tales draw the reader into a state of fluid, lucid dreaming. Works like Travels with the Snow Queen send you reeling through a landscape of heavy snows, great balls of greenish light, alarming castles, and overnight trains to hell. You won't feel like you're reading at all. More like walking on water, suspended by the trembling gel of Link's prose. I've tried to describe Kelly Link to my students as an American Haruki Murakami, or a blue-collar Angela Carter, or Franz Kafka with a better understanding of ladies' footwear and bad first dates. But the truth is that Kelly Link is like no other writer on the planet. She eschews conventional plot arcs in favor of quests, catalogs, and epistles from the afterlife. In her work, you are as apt to meet a sardonic reindeer as a mailman. In one story, two friends who both share the name of Louise accidentally seduce the same cellist. In another, newlyweds watch an apocalyptic beauty pageant in their honeymoon suite. Miss Alaska raises the dead, Link writes. This will later prove to have serious repercussions. My favorite story in this collection, The Specialist's Hat, features two motherless twins in a scary mansion who bail on Go Fish and Crazy Eights to play the dead game, a frightening exercise in non-being. Yet even the most gleefully deranged stories in Stranger Things Happen have a serious moral center. Link draws on fables and myth to expose the core reality of our emotional lives, detailing loneliness, grief, desire, and romantic failure with an almost unbearably painful realism. Children are bereaved, lovers are left bewildered, family members transform into monsters and strangers. To paraphrase what these stories are about feels in some ways like a betrayal of Link's sorcery, a bogus misrepresentation of their real magic. As Flannery O'Connor said, a story is a way to say something that can't be said any other way, and it takes every word of the story to say what the meaning is. And every word in these 11 stories is perfectly placed to make meaning out of the mysteries that bedevil our ordinary lives, and to make the impossible true.
Stranger Things Happen is by Kelly Link. Our commentator, Karen Russell, is the author of the novel Swamplandia. And you can discuss these books and more with other NPR listeners by going to Facebook, search for NPR Books, and then just click Like.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.